You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win 3-1 here with William Hill. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win. A massive 10-1 if you fancy that. And Derek, I do fancy that. Yeah. Manchester City, I can't get a handle on them at the moment. I mean, they look so weak defensively, particularly without Vincent Kompany, and Yaya Toure continues to saunter around that midfield without a care in the world.
No. I mean, some players get carried off the pitch, he gets carried on, and then he gets carried throughout the 90 minutes. I don't know how you say. When City won the league, he was just a titan for the money. He was sensational, but he's playing on reputation now. Quite a number of the City players are. I mean, what's happened to De Bruyne? He seems to have gone off the boil. Sterling hasn't you know, fulfilled earlier potential. You can pick holes in City all the way through the team. And their performance last week against Leicester was abysmal. I mean, Leicester looked like a top-of-the-table side, which, of course, is what they are. But City looked like Palace, somebody like that. They just looked appalling. And even when 2-0 down, they never piled on any pressure. There's something seriously wrong at City right now. They haven't got Europe to worry about next week. We mentioned Chelsea's European engagements, but City have got get a free week next week. I can't have them. I've got to go for Tottenham. I look at Tottenham and I look at the squad they've got, and I say, well, what a manager they've got, because they shouldn't be doing as well as they are, in my eyes, with the squad they've got. But you can look at every player in the Tottenham squad this season and you'd say, yeah, 7 or 8 out of 10. With City, you'd probably give them 4 or 5 out of 10. And I think it's a big price for Tottenham here. I know they haven't got a great record in recent seasons at the Etihad, but I think they're meeting City at the right time here.
I do love that headline offer, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win 10-1.
It's a big difference, isn't it? You know, normally you'll get something. Tottenham, the team is nearly 3-1 to win away Tottenham, and then you get their main striker. You might get a 7-1 poll, you know, him to score and them to win. But 10-1, it seems wrong, doesn't it? Instinctively, it's wrong.
When he's 13-8 to score any time here with William Hill, 10-1 for him to score and Tottenham to win. Here's a stat for you as well. This one comes from Opta. This is a great stat. They got beat by Leicester, obviously, last weekend, Mark. In addition to that performance, they've not beaten any side currently in the top six of the Premier League this season. Drawn 3 and lost 4.
Who's City?
Yeah, City.
Jesus, that's amazing.
1-0, drawn 3, lost 4 against sides in the top six this season so far. So Tottenham, good bet here.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Derek there. I mean, Man City, it really is an amazing start, that, but they're so good at putting the poor teams away at home. That's really why they're in such a good position in the league. But still, they still are in a good position. They're definitely got every chance of winning it if they can get their act together. But to me, looking at this game, Man City just seem like an old team without any energy. They really miss Kompany at the back. Kompany, I'm told, has got an outside chance of coming back for this. I don't know whether they'll rush him back and play him half fit. That might cause more problems and he might be out for another period of time. So with Europe on the horizon, I think they'll probably be quite cautious with that. Looking at Tottenham, they're the complete opposite. They're a young, vibrant side. You know, the manager's doing a terrific job there. They all seem to be pulling in the same direction. They've just got a real joie de vivre at the moment. And they just look at polar opposites to Man City. So, you know, looking at the prices, if you were to price this at the start of the season, Man City would be, you know, decent odds on. They'd be, you know, sort of 4-7 at home to Tottenham. But the way everything's gone, you know, it's all changed now. Man City odds against to beat Tottenham 11-10. But I think, you know, we're going to see real two-way business for this game. And I think, you know, Tottenham at 13-5 is a pretty good bet.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.